Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of pay traffic. Here's Rick.
So this is an episode that's been a long time coming. It's a topic that I get asked about a lot, whether it's by people messaging me or people who are my students. This is a topic that I get asked about all the time. This is episode for realtors and for people wanting to run Facebook ads for realtors in their Facebook ads business. Now, if you're neither a realtor nor somebody who runs Facebook ads for realtors, don't turn this off, because there's so many principles here that we're going to talk about here today that are relevant to so many different types of businesses. And as I put this episode together, I was really excited about sharing all these strategies and stuff like that with you here on the podcast. So what's up, my friends? Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I really appreciate it. This is episode number 214. And the reason that I wanted to do this episode is, frankly, I think realtors tend to be stuck in the ways of traditional marketing, and they're not always super open to hearing about new and often better, more effective ways to market their real estate business. So today's episode is all about strategies for positioning yourself as the go-to realtor in your area, or if you're running ads for realtors, so that you can help your clients do this. This is about strategies for building a leads list of people wanting to list their home, and also for realtors who are marketing your properties that you've got for sale. Now, for this episode here, I did something a little bit different, where I'm going to be teaching for the first half. And then in the second half, I've invited one of my accelerator group coaching students onto the show here. Her name is Jennifer Myers, and she's a realtor in the Washington, D.C. area. She owns an extremely successful real estate brokerage in Washington, D.C. And I asked her to come on to the show to share her expertise. She's going to be sharing the three phases of marketing your business as a realtor, which is basically her formula for repeatable, consistent growth for realtors. And on top of that, she's going to be sharing the five things that she sees realtors doing wrong when marketing their business. And like I said, she's been super successful building her real estate business in the DC area over the past several years. And she's got a ton of expertise in this. So I thought it'd be a perfect kind of mix of an episode here for you, where I'm teaching Facebook ad strategies for realtors, and then you're going to hear from a very successful realtor and what she has to say and suggest for you to build your real estate business. So about halfway through the interview, we'll bring Jen in. Now, before we jump into it, I have just kicked off a free live virtual training series for Facebook ad managers and also people looking to start a Facebook ads business. This is a live, free, four-part live training series. I think I just said live twice. It's live, guys. All about people get on there. People get on the train and they're like, whoa, this is really live. I'm like, yes, I'm talking to you right now. Which is kind of sad, right? Because that must mean they have poor experiences, you know, joining other training series or whatever. People think it's live and it's not. Anyway, whole other topic for another episode here. But this four-part live training series is all about how to effortlessly attract high-quality clients for your Facebook ads business while not having to sell. In training number one, we covered your Facebook ads business is set up to fail and you don't even realize it. We're going to talk about, or we talked about the problem and how to fix it. In training number two is all about stop selling if you want to grow your ads business, how to get high quality clients using the risk reversal method. In the third training, I call this the Mulready method. This is the five-step framework for consistently and confidently growing your Facebook ads business. And then in the fourth training, it's all about how to implement that five-step framework for consistently and confidently growing your Facebook ads business in today's environment. I am so excited and pumped up about this training series. My team and I put a lot of work into it. And when you register for this live training series, you'll also get access to the free FB Ad Manager pop-up Facebook group that goes along with the training series. We have over 3,000 Facebook ad managers or people looking to start their Facebook ads business in the group here. So if I'm speaking your language, you can register for this free live virtual training series over at rickmulready.com/FBAdClients. Again, it's rickmulready.com/FBAdClients. And even though I've begun the training series already, still go ahead and register. And also you'll get access to the Facebook group there because all the trainings will be available for a short time. Okay, so let's look at some strategies for how realtors can grow their business with Facebook ads. And the first thing we've got to talk about is there are different strategies here for what realtors are looking to do. They're looking for people to, I'm going to speak directly to you. Well, how am I going to do this? For realtors, they're looking for people to list with you. We'll leave it like that. I won't say you. I'll say, I didn't think about this as I was putting the episode together. Who am I speaking to on this? I'm speaking to you, realtors. I'm also speaking to people who are managing Facebook ads or want to manage Facebook ads for realtors. So when it comes to realtors marketing their business, they're looking for people to list with you and also they're looking for people to buy. So that's two different strategies, obviously, right? And the key thing here is we've got to remember that many people who are looking to buy a home are also likely in the need to sell their current home. Of course, that's not always the case, but that is the case, you know, a lot of the time. Okay. And so this is going to employ, as I just mentioned, different strategies. So, for example, if you're looking for people to list with you as a realtor, you know, one strategy could be a free home evaluation. You're offering a free home evaluation in exchange for somebody's information, whether it's, you know, their name, email address, maybe it's a phone number or something like that. And that's a great way to build leads. Okay. Now we're going to come back to that, but I want to start this conversation off with a strategy. This is where I think most realtors don't want to do the work like this. And I have nothing against realtors, guys. This has just been my observation over the past several years. I've been doing Facebook ads now for almost 9 years. I've been helping people grow their businesses, obviously, with Facebook ads for several years now. And this has been my experience, both from watching my students and just in the marketplace in general, and obviously, and also too, just in my local area here in San Diego. So when it comes to realtors, my experience is that they don't, you know, they're stuck in the ways of traditional marketing. They don't think outside the box and they kind of get in this bubble or this, you know, in this zone of not wanting to do, you know, outside of the norm, if you will. And I think that it's the realtors who are willing to do these types of things, they're going to win. They're the ones who are going to be growing their business more quickly. And a big strategy for how to do this is through content marketing, is by positioning yourself as the go-to realtor in your area. Okay. And so when I say content marketing, I'm talking about doing video content where you're profiling things like local neighborhoods, schools in the neighborhoods, parks, restaurants, coffee shops, fitness studios, etc. You know, things that people living in that area, or maybe for people who are wanting to move to that area, what are they going to be interested in and knowing more about in that area? And these videos don't need to be long. I mean, we're talking, they can be a couple of minutes. The other thing too is you don't need to hire a big production crew to record this kind of video. Grab your smartphone and start recording. We have to remember too, the type of content that generally does the best on Facebook, and it's, you know, it's the non-high production value content. So grab your smartphone if you're a realtor and start doing some work here in the local area. Grab your phone and start profiling different areas. You know, who has the best burger in the neighborhood? Where's the best coffee? You know, what's going on with the parks and the fitness studios and schools, and talking to the principal or that sort of thing. Okay. What this is going to do is this is going to give you a lot of different things here. Number one, it's going to position you as the go-to realtor in your area, because you're the one who is creating that content to showcase different things in these neighborhoods, okay? You start posting this stuff on your Facebook page. And then from there, you can turn those videos into ads where you're targeting the local area there. And we're going to get into targeting here in just a second. So content marketing, this is going to position yourself as a go-to realtor in your area. Because remember, when someone becomes a lead, they're more likely to make a purchase through you if they know, like, and trust you. It's like anything in marketing. The more trust that somebody has with you, the more likely they are to take an action with you, right? And so doing this content marketing builds that trust, builds that authority for you as a realtor. Then when you've got all that video content, or maybe you're doing articles and stuff on your Facebook page, then you can build engagement audiences of people either watching those videos or who are engaging with your content on your Facebook page, and retarget them with ads, whether it's for open houses or lead generation activities like home evaluations. So again, this is sort of the, if I'm a realtor or I'm working with a realtor, this is going to be the first, this is going to be the foundation of marketing my business, where I am creating this content to position myself as the go-to realtor in my area. I'm profiling different things in the neighborhood and so on. And then I'm building these engagement audiences so that I can retarget them when I have open houses, when I have lead generation activities like home evaluations and so on. Okay. Now I want to talk about the different types of ads that would be good for a realtor. So these are like open house listings, free home evaluation for building leads. You can do video tours of different properties. You can do like 360 degree videos of different properties. And again, I'm not talking about hiring a big fancy production crew and spending a whole big budget for that. Grab your smartphone. All of our smartphones have amazing cameras on them these days. Grab your smartphone and start recording. I have another accelerator group coaching student who is a realtor in the New Mexico area. And he did this recently where he just jumped on. He did a Facebook Live from an open house that he was representing. And he got a ton of interest from that Facebook Live that he did. Super simple. Grabbed his phone. Boom. He started talking through the property. Okay. So video tours of the property. Again, you're then turning these into ads, showing them to the local area. You can target by zip code. We're going to talk about targeting coming up next. But then you're building engagement audiences of people based on how long they're watching these videos. You can do carousel ads. You can either show multiple properties, or maybe you can show multiple areas of a home, multiple rooms of a property, all within carousel ads. Those carousel ads are the ones with the multiple images that you see in the newsfeed that you can scroll through to the right, and the images scroll to the left. You can do multiple videos too in the carousel ads. You can do testimonial style ads. You can profile, you know, your former clients. So anybody who has bought from you and had a great experience, get them on video talking about how, you know, how you changed their life, how it was an amazing experience working with you in purchasing a home or selling a home, and get that on video. You can show those as testimonial style video ads. Another type of ad that you can, that you could do if you're looking to build leads, is you can test out lead ads, right? So lead ads are those ads that look just like normal ads in the newsfeed, but when someone clicks on the ad, the fields, the form pops up right within the ad unit, and it will auto-populate with whatever information that you are asking to collect. So like first name and last name, phone number, email address, that sort of thing. So it will automatically populate based on the information from that Facebook user's profile. And so lead ads are something that I'd be testing as a realtor also. So lots of different types of ads that you can be running to not only, you know, sell homes and market the homes that you represent, but also to build buyer list. Before I actually go on to targeting, I lied. I said that we'd go on to targeting next, but I just thought about this and I wanted to kind of share this. I have a student who shared this in our Facebook group recently, and she was running ads for a realtor. And she said, I've run lead generation campaigns promoting the realtor as the go-to realtor for different types of properties. And what they do is they create a waiting list so that clients will be the first to know about new listings. And what they do with that waiting list is they give them an exclusive 24-hour period before advertising any of those properties to the public. And so they gather contact details and qualified leads with questions around pre-approval and so forth. And she was saying that it's worked really well as they get, you know, they've built up leads over time, qualified leads over time. And it's also cemented the realtor as one to list like exclusive properties. They have this exclusive list with people who are qualified and ready to buy. Okay. And she was saying that they're only spending about $300 to $400 a month on this type of campaign, and it has worked really, really well. So there's lots of different types of ads and strategies here that you can use as a realtor to, again, this is about positioning yourself as the go-to realtor in your area. Now let's talk about targeting. A lot of people think that since Facebook removed the ability to target things like homeowners or people likely to move, that advertising for realtors on Facebook was now going to be super difficult. So did it get a little bit more challenging? Yes, but it's still super, super effective. There's still a ton of different ways to target very, very specifically as a realtor. So obviously you can geo-target locally. So if I'm serving a local area and there's a few different zip codes, well, I can geo-target by zip code or by town or by city. If I want to target parents with kids who are within a certain age range, I can still do that. I can create lookalike audiences of buyers. So if you as a realtor have a list of clients, list of past buyers, you can upload that list into Facebook and create a lookalike audience from those buyers, really, really qualified lookalike audience. You can create engagement audiences, as I mentioned earlier, of people engaging with your videos and or content or your ads that you're posting on Facebook. I think this is, in addition to some of the other, you know, cold audiences I'll mention here in a second, I think the engagement audiences and the content marketing, as I mentioned, the video content, positioning yourself as the go-to is absolutely one of the top strategies that I would be doing in building these audiences of people who are interested in this type of content. You can, you know, Facebook remove the whole household income. However, we can still target, Facebook has rolled out, we can target the top 5% of zip codes in the country, for example, or the top 10% of zip codes in the country by household income. And so why would this be something that of interest? Well, if I am selling investment properties, so for example, my accelerator student who is the realtor in New Mexico, he sells properties all over the country that are high-end investment properties. So this would be perfect, you know, to test some targeting there. So household income based on the top zip codes around the country. And you can do like top 5%, 10%, and so on. So that's another option. You can target renters. So you can target, for example, people who have an interest in renter's insurance. So are those all going to be your ideal client or ideal prospect as far as if you're selling a home? No, but you can get targeted. You can get very targeted with that and then have a message that speaks directly to the type of people that you're trying to attract. We talk about that a lot here on the podcast where, okay, get specific with your targeting. Now, speak to the people within that target audience who are your ideal target audience through the copy, through the ad, through the image, through the video that you are doing. Then in addition to other different types of cold audiences, you know, in the detailed targeting section, so we can target people who have an interest in Trulia or Realtor.com or Zillow. I can target real estate investor. So there's a lot of different options here and different creative ways that we can target as a realtor or for if you're working with a realtor. Okay. So in this next section here, I want to talk about if you are a Facebook ad manager or you're looking to manage Facebook ads for realtors. Okay. Again, this is a little bit of, or not a little bit, it's a lot of communicating and consulting with realtors on the benefits and the opportunities that exist when it comes to Facebook ads. Because again, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the episode here, realtors tend to be stuck in the ways of traditional marketing and aren't always open to hearing about new and often better, more effective ways to market their business. So it's really about, as I mentioned just a second ago, consulting with realtors, talking to them about the opportunities, and it's about finding those realtors who are open-minded and understand the benefits and the process of marketing online. Because trust me, when you're a Facebook ad manager and if you start working with a realtor and you start getting some results for that realtor, you will be a magnet for other realtors who are wanting to know what you're doing. They want some of that success and they will want to work with you. Okay. We've got to remember that Facebook ads are going to get realtors a lot of exposure, a lot of engagement when done correctly, when we're talking about the strategies that we've talked about here today, all the while creating those custom audiences so that you can retarget when you have an open house or a listing or trying to build that list of leads from a, you know, from like a home evaluation standpoint, that sort of thing. Okay. So lots of different opportunities for you as an ads manager with realtors. This is one of those niches that I hear from early Facebook ad managers and for entrenched, is that a good word? For Facebook ad managers who have had a business for a while, realtors can be a very good market to go after, but it can be a little bit of a tougher one to crack because they tend to be stuck in the traditional marketing ways there. So I just want to recap here before we move over into my interview with Jen. So when it comes to realtors here, we're looking for people to list with you and also looking for people to buy. And there's different strategies that you can do that. The foundation, if I were a realtor or I was running Facebook ads for realtor, the foundation of everything I would be doing is based on content marketing, is creating video content, profiling things in the local neighborhood, like the neighborhood itself, like schools, parks, restaurants, coffee shops, you know, gyms or fitness studios, whatever, things that people living in that neighborhood or maybe wanting to move there might be interested in knowing more about, because that is going to position yourself as the realtor, as the go-to realtor in that area. Then you can build engagement audiences of people watching the content or people consuming your content on Facebook and then retarget them with your ads, whether it's for open houses or lead gen activities like home evaluations. We talked about the different types of ads, you know, testimonial style ads, video tours of the property, carousel ads, open house listings, that sort of thing. We just went through the targeting, all the different targeting opportunities. That targeting is not dead for realtors just because Facebook removed the ability to target homeowners or people likely to move. And they also removed household income. However, if you are, you know, a realtor for like investment properties or something like that, you can target household income by zip code in the country, you know, as well. And by the way, speaking of that, I also realize that if you're listening to this episode in, you know, other countries outside of the US, that, you know, not all of these options are available to you, but, you know, things like, you know, your local realty websites are likely going to be available to you as well. And so a lot of these things are going to be available to you. And definitely the strategies, especially from the content marketing perspective and building those engagement audiences so that you can retarget, should be a key part of your strategy. Okay. All right. So that is my part of this episode. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. I want to move over into my interview with Jen Myers. Again, Jen is one of my accelerator group coaching students, and she owns a very successful real estate brokerage in the Washington, D.C. area. And she is going to share her expertise talking about the three phases of marketing your business as a realtor from her perspective, which is really her formula for repeatable, consistent growth for realtors. And she's going to share the five things that she has seen realtors doing wrong when marketing their business. Let's go into that. Jen, welcome to the podcast. How's it going?
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're the Alex Ovechkin of realtors in Washington, D.C. And
Thank you for those
non-hockey fans, my beloved Washington Capitals, the Stanley Cup champions this year, Alex Ovechkin is the captain of the Capitals. He is one of the top players in the league, all-star. And I'm equating what you do in the real estate space in Washington to what Alex Ovechkin has done for the Capitals. Tell us a little bit more about who you are and the type of real estate that you do in the DC area.
Thank you. That's quite an introduction. So I've been a real estate agent for 15 years now. And, you know, today my business looks a lot different than it did when I started. You know, I just was, you know, top agent every year in Washingtonian Magazine, top producer in Wall Street Journal. You know, I even 5 years ago had to open a brokerage full of other agents just to handle all the leads that were coming my way. But it wasn't always this way. When I started in 2003, I could not sell a house to save my life. Literally, it took me 2 years to sell my first house and another 2 years to sell my second house.
So that was, so you've been doing this for 15 years. So 2003 was 15 years ago. And you just said that it took you 2 years when you first got started to sell your first house. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I had quit my PR job after buying my first house, thought this was going to be super easy and all the clients and all the free time and all the money was going to come. And 2 years later, sold one house and made, I think, somewhere around $3,000 working full time as a real estate agent. So things have changed substantially, and it's an evolution for sure.
In the business.
Yeah.
What do you think was the big change you just mentioned all these amazing accolades like Wall Street Journal and stuff like that, and the magazines around Washington and so forth, to go from, you know, taking 2 years to sell your first property to where you are today? What do you think was like the biggest catalyst back then when you really started to see momentum?
I think I underestimated what it was actually going to take to not only get clients, but then turn those clients into like closed sales and then have to do that over and over and over and over again. I underestimated what that was going to actually take. And it all starts with knowing how to market yourself and how to actually get clients.
And you said you started this brokerage as a result of you had too many leads, like you couldn't handle all the leads that were coming in. I would imagine that most realtors would find that is a very good problem to have. Is that how you felt at the time?
It felt like an overwhelming problem. It's just a larger set of problems. But I'll tell you, you know, what I had done was I had done everything that like the typical realtor, you know, says to do. Mm-hmm. Cold call, door knock, you know, all this stuff, and none of it was working. And so what I started to do was look outside the real estate industry, and I looked at what other small local entrepreneurs were doing, everything from like restaurant owners to people who are running online programs. And I started applying those marketing principles to my real estate business. And that's when everything changed. And I realized that there was this formula that I had never known existed. And when I first understood that formula and then started plugging it into my own business, that's when everything changed.
I actually didn't know that you did that. I'm so glad that you bring that up, because that's something that I talk about a lot. And so many people discount what other businesses or other entrepreneurs are doing when marketing their business because they think, oh, that's not my niche, so that's not relevant to me. When in fact, like you proved back then, some of the best things that you can do, some of the best strategies and principles that you can do for your business, you take from other niches, other types of businesses that are not necessarily relevant to you and try them in your business. And you saw a lot of success there.
Yeah. And it took a lot of trial and error. It took, you know, a good couple of years of trial and error and cherry picking things that worked and didn't work, but then creating truly like this formula, like, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. And once you like install that formula into your real estate business, it really does give you an exact outcome year after year after year and growth year after year after year.
So again, something that I would imagine most any realtor would love to have is a replicatable, is that a word? Replicable? Replicatable? Replicatable.
You got it.
Okay. Yeah. Replicatable system for getting leads and then closing those leads and having a thriving business.
Well, and I think it's even one step before that. Mm-hmm. It's realizing that actually in your real estate business, whether you know it or not, your business has this framework. I don't know honestly who told me about this framework, and it wasn't applying to real estate, but somebody said, anytime you have a small local business, you have to think of your business in like these three phases. One is called the before phase, one is the during phase, and one is the after phase. So that was like the moment where I started realizing, oh, there's these three phases to my business. And if I don't focus on the before phase and get that right, I'm never going to need to worry about what happens during having a client. And I never have to worry about what happens after having a client.
Sure.
I need to focus right now. And I don't have any clients. The only thing I need to be worried about is the before section, which essentially is marketing and getting clients.
And that's really what you've decided to focus on in your business, because in addition to your business as a realtor, I mean, you've also started an online business where you're teaching new realtors, right, how to grow their business, because you've had so much success over the years and you want to pass that knowledge and help other realtors who were in that same position that you once were, where you found it difficult to get going, but then you found this framework like you're talking about and you found this momentum to really get results, but not only get results, but get them on a consistent and replicatable business. And earlier in the show here, I was sharing how I would recommend realtors use Facebook ads to grow their business. And, you know, this is really why I wanted to bring you on as the expert in this space to share what you've sort of seen over the years that you see realtors doing wrong in marketing their business and trying to get more leads in that. Am I correct in saying in that, to what you just said, in that before phase? Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So each phase is equally important, but when it comes to getting clients and focusing on really the tools that you're going to choose. So one thing I think real estate agents get sidetracked on is, I call it shiny object syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like they'll get calls or they'll be like, oh, you know, maybe it's Facebook ads. Everybody's talking about Facebook ads. I should do Facebook ads. Or, you know, everybody's talking like I should be on Instagram. And so they start being on Instagram and they start doing Facebook ads, but they don't actually sit down and think about the basics and the tools and the marketing like principles and fundamentals that they have to apply to any one of these tools, Facebook included, mm-hmm. in order for that tool to actually be successful for them.
Yeah, I love it. So would you say that's the biggest, that's like the first mistake that they make?
Absolutely. Yeah. Is this, you know, not understanding exactly. And I can tell you the formula. You got to plug in, you got to know this formula. You got to decide what that formula looks like for your business. And then you can plug it into anything and it will work. Facebook ads included.
So don't tease us any longer. What is that formula?
So the very first thing that, and I think a lot of real estate agents make this mistake, is they think they have to be a real estate agent that could sell any house to anyone. When in fact, and this is the first thing that I applied to my business way back when, and is really truly what like the key that turned the engine, is if you can niche down and really choose an ideal audience, that's step number one. Whether it's for Facebook ads or any piece of marketing that you're doing, you have to decide, who are you actually talking to? you can't talk to everybody, as our friend Marie Forleo always says. If you're talking to everybody, you're talking to nobody. And it can't be more true on Facebook and for real estate agents.
Isn't that interesting that that's a conversation that we had earlier this year when we were working on your program and who you wanted to serve as a realtor? And, you know, I see this a lot when people go from, you know, their an offline business, as we'll call it, to an online business. They think that the same principles don't necessarily apply. But what we're talking about, what you're talking about right here, is as a realtor, one of the best things that you can do if you want to be successful and take advantage of this formula that you're talking about is to niche down, number one. And that's exactly the conversation I have with so many students when they're talking about getting their business going and accelerating their growth.
And that's just it. It's like, and that's a formula. And so whether you apply it to Facebook ads or postcards or Instagram or an online business or, you know, a boutique or real estate agents, that's step number one. And knowing who you're really, really actually talking to and being able to niche down. And so I do have a link that I think you're going to share, Rick, where I help people figure out who and how to pick your ideal client. But just as an example of my own business, and this is what really made the shift from not being able to like get a client or sell a house for 4 years to having more clients truly than I knew what to do with. And it was that I chose helping first-time homebuyers in the Washington, D.C. area. And the reason that I chose that, and this is important for anybody who's trying to decide, like, who's my niche and how do I decide? It's somebody that you're literally like two or three steps ahead of. So I had just bought my first house. And even though I never sold a house, I knew, I was like, who do I know more than? There's somebody in this world that I know more than. I'm a real estate agent. Who do I know more than? And it's the people who've never bought a house. I bought a house. So even though I haven't sold any houses, I can't talk about all my, you know, experience at that point. At the very least, I went through the experience. And so I know more than the people who never have been through that experience. And therefore, that was my niche.
Love it.
Or niche, however you say it. So your niche your niche has to actually be in alignment. In order for it to resonate to the people you're talking to, you can't just pick something that like you're not a part of that life.
Yeah.
So, you know, I couldn't pick retirees, for example, right? Or I couldn't pick high-end luxury properties because I was somebody who, like, you know, got like a, I got help, like loans that would help me buy my first house because I was poor, you know? Yeah, so I can't go and then decide, oh, I'm going to help high-end luxury condos unless I lived in one. That wouldn't have made sense. So when you're picking your niche, you really got to decide, like, who are you a couple steps ahead of?
Yeah.
And what are you in alignment with? And only then will it resonate.
I love that. And this is really, as you mentioned early on, this is relevant for anybody who, you know, if you are an online expert, for example, this is super relevant for you. Even if you're not in the realtor space, this is relevant for you. If you are a couple of steps ahead of somebody, because one of the biggest questions or one of the biggest, I would say, challenges that I hear all the time is like, well, who am I to be doing this? I'm not a quote unquote expert. I'm not the guru in this. I hate that word guru, but I'm not the, you know, who am I to be teaching this stuff? Look, if you are, and I went through this first, I went through this back in the end of 2012 and in early 2013, when I was deciding to go all in on Facebook ads at that time, I was that person. I was like, who am I to be teaching Facebook ads? You know, there's all these other people out there. There's Amy Porterfield, Amari Smith, and all these other wonderful people who are teaching this stuff. Who am I to be doing it? So I love that you put it like, look, if you're 2 to 3 steps ahead of this person that you can help and you've been there, that you have been through that experience, that is I think it's a great marker for you to say, you know what, I'm in the right place and I'm helping the right type of person.
Yeah. And sometimes it can come out of something super negative. Like my first time home, my experience was terrible. I won't get into the details, but it was terrible. It was like, there has to be a better way.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I have other agents that I help figure out what their niches are. And it usually comes from some experience that was not awesome.
Yep.
And you figured out a way to get through it. And I just think it's like our responsibility as human beings to then like reach out to the next person and pull them along and say, I did this. So can you?
Yeah.
Here's how.
I love that. Okay. What's the second thing that you see realtors doing wrong marketing their business?
So once they pick a niche, which is number one, they need to then decide how they're going to talk to that niche. And the biggest mistake I see real estate agents make when they're talking to anybody, any type of marketing, whether they have a niche or not, they focus their marketing on themselves rather than what their clients actually need. So what I mean by that is, and this is rampant in the real estate industry, unfortunately, is it's always like, I sold a house, sold. You know, I sold 12 houses this, you know, this month, and look how great I am. Where instead they should be thinking about what problem is my client, my ideal client, going through, and how can I communicate to them that I understand their problem and I can be the one to help them through it. So for me and my first time home buyers, the thing that was standing in the way between my client's desire of buying a house and why hadn't they bought a house already was affordability. They didn't think they could afford it. And so I went on a mission to figure out how can I make first-time home buying more affordable. And lo and behold, I found a bunch of first-time home buyer programs, and I had to dig deep. I mean, DC is a very like wealthy area, as you know, because you live here.
Sure.
And at first, I was like, there's nothing available. But I dug deep and I kept like knocking on doors and calling people, and I found programs where, as just one example, I could get buyers $80,000 to buy their first home. And these were people who like made less than 50 grand a year.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
So rather than me talking about like how great I am, I was talking to directly to my clients and saying, hey, there's a program. If you make less than $50,000 a year, I could show you how to get money for your down payment. There's now nothing standing in your way.
Yeah.
Versus I've sold 20 houses, like call me today.
Right. Which we see all the time. I see all the time here
exactly.
in San Diego.
Yeah. No one cares.
Okay. So that makes sense. So you gotta be able to niche down. Then the second thing is you have to know how to talk to that niche once you've decided who that is. And then what's the third thing that you see?
Consistency. You've got to do it over and over and over in the same place. The mistake I see most real estate agents make is that they'll, 1 week it'll be Instagram, 1 week will be Facebook ads, 1 week it'll be nothing, and then nothing works, and then they quit all of it, and then they wonder why they're not successful. And so I would highly recommend picking one marketing tool, and in this case we're talking about Facebook ads, and be consistent with it, and like really dive deep and get to be an expert in how do I get really good at Facebook ads. Because here's what I know. Anything that you decide that you want to do, I personally do email still. That's a whole nother conversation. But whether it's email, Facebook ads, Instagram, postcards, whatever it is, it will work if you commit to doing it every single week or every single day, and you commit to being an absolute expert in that thing. And then you apply, obviously, the formula that we just talked about.
At what point would you say, so let's just say a realtor is consistent with it. They pick a channel, they become really, really good at it. When do you recommend, or do you recommend that they say, okay, you know what? Now I'm going to add to this channel and go and master something else in addition to whatever that original channel was that they chose?
Well, first, I think they need to pick a channel that they're most comfortable with.
Sure.
So there's no right answer, right? So if there's an agent out there who's always on Facebook, like they should be on Facebook ads, right?
Yeah.
Or if there's an agent, like I'm a writer. So for me, just naturally, I needed to write things, and email's the easiest way to deliver that and having a blog. So they first need to decide where are they going to start? And they need to start where they're most comfortable and where they are most often. And then they need to add on to that, like once they've mastered that one. So for example, right, I still to this day do not have an Instagram that is connected to my business in any way, shape or form. Even though Instagram is the best thing ever, all this stuff, there's all this opportunity. I still don't have an Instagram for my real estate business. And we make over $1 million a year.
Yep.
So there is no like, oh, Instagram's the newest thing. I must be on Instagram. Absolutely not.
But you do have Instagram for your online business.
That's right.
Gotcha. So you're just saying, you know what, look, you haven't done Instagram for the brokerage, but you have built a brand around your online business.
Right. And the reason is because the question you have to ask yourself is, can I be consistent with this?
Yeah.
So in order for me to add, so, you know, we have all sorts of like marketing engines that we have in place. And before we add another one, the question I have to ask myself is, am I willing to devote the resources, both time, money, energy, and probably people, to be consistent for this next thing? So whether it's, you know, Instagram, it's got to be at least once a day. Yeah. Facebook ought to be at least once a day. So do I have the resources, time, energy, money, ideas, where I can be consistent? And if the answer is no, because the worst thing you can do is like be on a tool and be inconsistent.
Sure.
That's worse than like not even being on the tool in the first place.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so now we got niche down, deciding how you're going to talk to that niche, and then consistency is key. What is the fourth thing? Are we on number four?
We are on number, well, we've kind of covered number four, and that is to avoid shiny object syndrome and okay. Stop jumping from tool to tool to tool.
Okay, got it. Which aligns with that consistency is key.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then four and five, four was the three phases. So making sure you understand that there is a before, during, and after.
Got it. Okay.
And there's a ton I could talk about in the during phase, but the one mistake that I want to make sure that agents realize is once you have a client, then your branding and your marketing and everything that you just put together needs to be consistent in the next phase, which is like servicing the client. Your marketing does not end when you actually have a client. It continues on until even after their transaction.
What do you mean by that? That's interesting.
Everything from the way your office looks to the materials that you give your clients to your website to every like touch point that you're putting your clients through. You can't just like get a client and then forget that you're still servicing them. I think a lot of real estate agents like just forget that they're still selling their services even after they've gotten a quote unquote lead.
Gotcha. Okay. I gotcha. So if I start working with a realtor, say, let's just say here in San Diego, and, you know, Amy and I decide that we're looking for a place, we hook up with some realtor. And so what you're saying is one of the big mistakes that a lot of realtors make is that they sort of stop with the marketing process. Like they're like, oh, my job is done. I have them as a client and I can just find them a property. But you're saying there's a lot more to it than that. Or there should be.
There should be. You should really be thinking about from the minute that you have a lead, which if you did the marketing that we just talked about, actually gets you the lead, to go from lead to settlement, you really need to create a one-of-a-kind experience that it's easy to create something like that, but a step-by-step unique experience to be able to answer the question, why should somebody choose you among all other real estate agents and including not buying or selling a house at all? That needs to be answered throughout the transaction from before they know you to during to even after the fact, after they've closed.
Love it.
So being able to answer that every step of the way through the transaction.
So we got the three phases of marketing your business as a realtor, the avoiding the shiny object, niching down, deciding how you're going to talk to that niche, and then remembering that consistency is key, really picking a channel that you enjoy, that you like, where you think you can be most consistent and sticking to it. And then a bonus mistake that you see people make and realtors making is they're not consistent throughout the transaction. So maybe they get, you know, they're in that first phase, they get the lead, but then they kind of stop and really they need to be consistent throughout the entire, until the transaction.
Even after the transaction, believe it or not, according to the National Association of Realtors, 90% of clients never hear from their real estate agent again after settlement. And only 23% of the people use the same agent when they go to sell. So right there,
really?
That's a huge, yes, according to the National Association of Realtors.
That's interesting.
So remembering that your job isn't finished when you have a client, your job literally, once you have a lead, your job is literally never done. And so being able to put a marketing, everything that we just talked about, being able to talk to your ideal client, picking your ideal client, being able to talk to them, and then being consistent. That needs to happen even after the transaction is over, because what that does essentially is feed your pipeline with referrals and repeat clients.
For sure.
And that's the biggest opportunity.
I can't believe the percentage of people is that low, percentage of realtors who do
that's
that.
That's correct.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
And it's the easiest business to get and people forget.
And I think we started this conversation out about looking at what other what other people are doing in other niches, other businesses. I think this example right here is perfect for, you know, online business owners or Facebook ad managers, like the same type of thing, even though maybe you stop working with a client or maybe you have people in your course already, you know, it's not done, you know, continuing to serve that customer so that if they were to say, you know what, I want to refer my friend, you know, I have five friends who I think this would be perfect for, you know, if you've taken care of them in not only got them results from your program or whatever, but you've also, you know, shown up for them and I don't know, just done little things for them. They're going to remember that and be much more quick to refer people to you and your business. You know, same thing as an ads manager. So I think that's a great lesson here too. Like you're talking about early on, Jen, is that like, you know what works in other businesses works for realtors and vice versa.
Exactly right. And the repeat clients, the clients you've already helped and that already know you, are the easiest ones to get to be clients again.
Totally.
So don't forget about them and put an after program in place so that they stay clients of yours.
Yeah, I love
forever.
That. I love it. You've got a course that takes new realtors through this whole thing, like step by step. And we talked about these things here today, but you have a course that takes them through all this, right? What? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So this came because I had real estate agents start to join the brokerage that I opened and I needed to teach them how to be successful. So I just took them through the exact same program that I did to become successful. And lo and behold, they became top producers in our market as well. And so what I'm most gifted at is really helping new real estate agents go from like, I don't even know what to do to get a client, to creating a like strong, unbreakable foundation in their business and really making sure that they understand how to get clients, how to service those clients once they have them, and then how to never let them go once they do have them. And it's called Your First Successful Year. And that can be found on my website at agentgradschool.com.
Agent Grad School. And it's Your First Successful Year. I love that name. The website again is agentgradschool.com. I'll link that up in the show notes. You also mentioned early on, you've got some PDFs that are very relevant to what you were talking about here today. You know, these things that you see realtors doing wrong, you know, as far as marketing their business. If realtors want to go check that out and download these free cheat sheets, where can they do that as well?
They can go to agentgradschool.com/Rick and it'll walk them through exactly how to pick their ideal client, how to talk to them, and how to be consistent.
Awesome. I love it. So agentgradschool.com/Rick. I'll be sure and link those up in the show notes for the episode here today. Jen, thank you so much for coming on here. This is something that I've been asked about doing for a long time. Like I get a lot of realtors reaching out or ad managers reaching out, talking about, hey, how do I do this for realtors? And I think these types of things here that we've talked about throughout the episode here today are going to be super, super helpful for all those people doing this sort of marketing. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your expertise.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Really appreciate it. I've got another quick tip episode coming your way later this week. And if you'd like to support the show, please make sure to share it with somebody that you think would find some value in it. And make sure to subscribe to the show, however you are listening to it. And as always, an honest rating and review over on iTunes would be awesome. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. As always, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of that. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.